Pastor Carl Rennenhouse from FCN, First Church of Nazarene. And his group of Band of Merry boys and girls are called FCN Kids with a Z.com. Welcome to the program, man.
Thanks for having me, guys.
I'm excited about it this
morning. I'm excited. You know what? I got great news.
What's that?
If you want free fair parking, right, FCN, we have all the parking you want. And it's free. Just come and park. You know, we have a big parking lot.
That's great, but you're on the other side of town.
It's free. What do you expect?
It's free. You know?
And it's you also get a free napkin when you park there.
Well, maybe.
Hey, didn't want to mention, and I failed to meaning to do this all week long, but I wanted to mention that we've got a guest speaker this week, Norman Moore.
Uh-huh.
This guy's pretty good.
So. He's really good.
Now, who is this, Norman Moore?
He's a guest speaker.
Well, I know that, but who is he?
He's speaking tonight.
Uh-huh.
And he spoke Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and tonight's Wednesday. So,
7 o'clock.
Yeah, 7 o'clock. 6110 Chicago Avenue. Yeah. But the theme here is that the good news is the windshield's bigger than the rearview mirror. In other words, hey, focus on going forward.
There you go.
Don't punish yourself by looking back.
Yep.
Okay.
Norman's been great, Tom. He's been great.
Okay, we got some good things going on.
We do.
With FCN Kids and some exciting stuff, and it's called Caravan Scouting. Tell us about that.
Awesome. It's Wednesday. Wednesday is our Caravan Christian Scouting Night at FCN. It's open to all kids, kindergarten through fifth grade, for boys and girls. It is a Christian Scouting program. It's been around since the 1940s. It was founded by a member of our church, a Nazarene, and his name was Leroy Hayes. And he helped rewrite the Boy Scout manual and said, you know, it'd be great to have a scouting program that was Christian-based. So it mirrors a scouting program. We have badges, but they all have core belief facts in them as far as, you know, their faith facts. And it's just a good thing for kids. It helps us put adults to partner with kids with God and teach them to be have Christian community together and work together for a common goal.
So this has been around since 1940?
It has.
Interesting.
I wasn't aware of that either.
Yeah.
But, I've been attending FCN since, for 20, it'll be 23 years in April. Yeah, 23 years. So, and I didn't know about
that. How long have y'all been doing this at your church?
Well, we just started this year. You know, in West Texas, caravans had drifted away in West Texas, and I'm happy to bring it back. It's a great ministry. You know, we have states that have 6,000 to 1,000 kids enrolled. And right now here in in Texas, we have about 6 or 7 churches looking to start up a caravan program for Texas. Texas kind of drifted off the map, which is funny because Nazarene Church was founded here in Texas, and this program was founded in Texas. So
yeah, FCN actually, I think, is now 102 years old?
102 years old. But you know what? We look as new as a fresh-born daisy, I'll tell you.
When I'm saying FCN, I'm saying the church here in Lubbock was planted 102 years ago. So anyway, so is there any expense for any of that, Carl?
Well, here's the deal. We do have a registration fee. They get $45 worth of uniform. We charge $30 registration fee. But for your listeners, all they have to do is come in, say, hey, we heard it on the radio, and we'll waive that fee. So it's free.
Nice.
For your listeners only.
What a deal. Tell them you heard it on Collins and Mack. And you want the Caravan Kids deal.
That's right. Absolutely.
Not the kids meal, but the kids deal.
That's right.
Tell us about some of your activities that you do.
Well, we do, you know, they do badge work, so they learn how to cook. They learn how to fish. They learn how to bike safety. They also learn biblical facts and, you know, how to be obedient and fall into authority of their parents.
Do you go camping?
We do go camping.
Awesome.
In fact, they're going camping just this weekend. They're going camping. So during the week, during the year, we have several weekends that we just do a family kind of get-together camp out, and they do some alternative badges. But if they can only be there on Wednesday night, they don't miss out on anything that's required. And at the end, if they achieve their badge, they can get the Phineas F. Brzee Award, which is like the Eagle Scout Award. And it is recognized by the Boy Scouts, but it's also recognized by our government, by the President of the United States. And all three of my boys had it. They put it on their college applications and said who recognized it. And they all got full ride scholarships. So, you know, if that's worth something to a parent, it was worth something to me.
Okay, who knew?
Who knew?
I knew nothing about this. I am, seriously out of the loop. I guess I need to get into it.
Well, and the best thing about that award is the medal, and it has this Phineas Seth Brazee, which is the founder of the Nazarene Church, on it, and his eyes follow you everywhere you go. It's just, it's awesome. I love it.
Oh, no, that's creepy.
It is very creepy, but it's like a bonus. But you know, we are a friendly church to other denominations. It's not a denominational thing. It sounds like it because the Nazarene Church started it. It is not. So if you have a home church and it's not FCN, that's okay. But you're looking for something for your kids that's productive and Christ-like on Wednesday night, come on down. You don't have to worry. It's gender neutral, and it's also spiritual neutral. You know, you don't have to worry that we're going to be turning them into FCNers.
Good. Hey, this is Carl Wren. He's the kids pastor at FCN, 6110 Chicago Avenue. If you want some information, you can call 794-1675, or you can go to FCNKIDS, KIDZ.com. Surf the page, real simple to get around on, and tell you what you need to know. Give them a call and tell them you heard it on KFYO with Collins and Mack. They will waive the entry fee. Thanks for being with us, Carl.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, it's 725. Good morning.